Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. Kol shiva hayamim hizarek es adam. So all 7 days that he was, the Kohen Gadol was in the temple, he would sprinkle the blood of the daily tamid offering. Umakter es haketores, and he would burn the incense. Umaitiv es anairus, he would get ready the lamps of the menorah. Umakrev es harosh ves haregel, and he would also offer up the head and the leg of the tamid offering, which were burnt up on the altar. Ushaar kol hayamim, on other days. So basically, the 7 days he was there, he worked. He did the avoda in the temple, and he did it to get ready for Yom Kippur, so that he was like in practice, you know, for his what he had to do on Yom Kippur. On other days, imratz lahakrev makrev, if he wanted to do the avoda on any other day, could do the avoda. Shekohen gadol makrev chalek barosh v'natil chalek barosh. The Kohen Gadol had the privilege of offering first, doing any sacrificial lot first. The other Kohanim, we'll see later in the Masechta, they had to draw lots. So if they wanted to do a particular avodah, they couldn't do it. The lottery had to fall on them. But the Kohen Gadol could do what he wanted. And also he could take first a portion from the sacrificial meat that was eaten by the Kohanim in the temple. He could take what he wanted. He could choose what he wanted.
Is that from